want to put together two passages. Exodus chapter 11, verse 3. The man Moses was very great. The man Moses was very great. The Numbers 12, verse 3. Now the man Moses was very humble. Quite clearly, these two passages are intended to be connected. The man Moses was very great. In Exodus 11, 3, Numbers 12, 3, the man Moses was very humble. So, quite clearly, you see there that the true greatness is in humility. And, of course, in this, Moses was a type of the Lord Jesus, who, as he said, that he who humbles himself shall be exalted, and he who is a servant of all shall be master of all. And that, of course, is what Jesus did, particularly, finally, in the death of the cross. So we marvel then at Moses' extreme humility. But what do we mean by humility? And what do we learn really from the idea of Moses being pronounced the most humble person on the surface of the whole earth at the time? Well, I don't think that humility in that sense, as you see it in Moses, means a lack of passion, a lack of emotion. He was hot-blooded. You know, in Exodus 11, he went out from Pharaoh in hot anger. He was really mad and fuming and shaking with fury against Moses, and it's not the only time. He also did it in Exodus 10. When he returned from Mount Sinai and found them worshipping the golden calf, his anger became very hot. It burnt hot. Moses was very angry, we're told, with Eleazar. And we think of the whole issue of him murdering that Egyptian and then running away when he first thinks about delivering God's people when he's 40 years old. He gets involved in a fight and he murders a man. Well, I think that was hot blood, it seems to me. These things we've just looked at, these are not quite the characteristics that we might associate it with meekness and humility. Now you see how God's take is somewhat different. That somebody who has those characteristics can still be humble. Now, I'm not justifying, of course, killing people in hot blood or going into temper tantrums or whatever, but all the same, the idea that humility and meekness means being sort of a meek lamb that is without passion, without feeling, etc. No, this is not the picture of Moses at all. Now, we are invited to follow the pattern of Moses. In Isaiah 2, we're told, enter into the rock and hide in the dust for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty. Well, that was Moses, wasn't it? He hid in a cleft of the rock while the glory of God's majesty passes by. Isaiah 2 goes on, the lofty looks of man shall be humbled and the haughtiness of man shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. So the invitation to enter into the rock is really telling us, humble yourself like Moses did before God's glory. So he was brought down. And when we read in Numbers 12 that the man Moses was very meek or very humble, I believe the Hebrew means was made very humble, was humbled. But of course, he had to accept the process. He had to not resist it, and he didn't resist it. So humility isn't so much a lack of anger, a lack of passion. It's rather accepting that God's hand is bringing us down and getting in with the program. This is what Peter means when he says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that you might be exalted in due time. The idea is that humility is of the essence with God, and he is working in our lives to bring us to that point. And so once you realize that all pride is being cut away from me, then you can get more enthusiastically in with the process and the program. You won't be surprised if you suddenly have health problems. You won't be surprised if suddenly your career goes wrong, if suddenly you're plunged into financial difficulty, if suddenly you don't have the life that you once had, if suddenly you have a stroke and you can't speak like you used to, can't walk like you used to, if your kids mess up or whatever it might be. No, don't be surprised, because this is the kind of thing that the spiritual life is made of, because this life, in a sense, is a humbling process to bring you down to the dust so that when Jesus comes, you shall rise from the dust to the exaltation, the glory of the life eternal. And so I think that that is what it means when we're told that Moses was humbled. It doesn't necessarily mean a lack of passion. It doesn't necessarily mean a lack of anger. It doesn't necessarily mean a lack of failure. Again, I suppose a classic example of his hot blood is when, as the psalm says, he spoke inadvisedly with his lips. He strikes the rock instead of talking to it and says, "Must we bring you rebels water out of this rock?" Bang. For that, I think, uncharacteristic outburst, he is not allowed to go into the kingdom. He is severely judged for it. I say go into the kingdom, I mean he wasn't allowed to go into Canaan. He will ultimately be saved. Hebrews 11 says this. But he did fail severely in that matter. And yet he was humble. He was made the most humble person. So humility, again, doesn't mean sinlessness. It doesn't mean perfectionism. It doesn't mean that you never put a foot wrong, publicly or privately. It doesn't mean that you are not going to have, in his case, a hot temper or whatever. I'm not justifying those things. I'm saying that humility is somewhat different to the image that we may have of it. It is finally, I think, a willingness to let God use you and work with you in his program.